Granddaddy at our guest today on the World Cafe, and that is Now It's On, which is the tune that begins Someday. And we're going to hear some more tunes from that in our session today. Jim Fairchild, you guys just got back from Europe, and I understand you had a before that you had a bit of an accident. You had a run in with a truck. What happened?
Yeah, I had a run in with an 18 wheeler in Tempe, Arizona, which is fitting. I almost died in the desert. I was relatively inebriated, as you sometimes get on tour, and I fell out of Pete Yorn's tour bus, which was parked. And the 18-wheeler that carries all the gear was leaving, and I fell underneath it and tried to get out of the way and didn't quite make it. And got 3 fractures across my scapula and crushed the muscles on my right arm. And I missed the show in San Diego and started up again the night after that.
Wow. Wow. Heavy painkillers, or how do you do that?
Yeah, they gave me some good dope.
Do you still feel it?
Yeah, definitely. It's still, I mean, the shoulder, actually, the bones that were broken, or the bone that was broken a few places, it never really hurt, but the muscles that were crushed, it's still kind of achy. It feels a lot like there's a really tightly wrapped bandage around it sometimes if I overexert.
Well, I'm glad you're
I don't recommend it to anybody listening.
Really?
But my friend gave me a shirt because of it.
What's on the shirt?
Stripes.
Oh. You know, it's funny when you have an accident like that, or some behavior goes on, and you're not feeling well. Sometimes you make a bargain with yourself, like, if I get better, then. Did you do any of that?
I think the only bargaining was just the resolution to myself that I think I've appreciated life quite a lot. Throughout my life, and especially for the past few years, but even more so now, I just realize how much, this sounds so hippy-dippy, but how much I truly appreciate, like, the people who are around me, and how much I love the people, my friends and my family and the people in the band. I don't know. That's really all there is to it. Life's very precious, and I came within 2 inches of losing mine, so I don't want to be a jerk anymore. So I'm not going to be a jerk anymore.
Your last album, The Software Slump, was certainly a huge critical success here, but really, really found an audience throughout Europe, and you guys just came back. Do you have any insight into that as to what really touched nerves in Europe with this album?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, we listen to what people say. But logistically, we spent a lot of time. We had a bunch of label and legal problems here for a while in the U.S. We were kind of dead in the water in terms of wanting to be a band and wanting to be productive, but not having anybody that would support us and anybody that would have us. So we actually spent a whole year doing nothing but touring and promoting our music in Europe and the U.K.
Hmm.
So I'd like to think that that's the reason why. But I mean, I'm just glad that we've gotten farther away from it's that over there and it's this over here. It's actually it's starting to match up a lot more, which is very reassuring for us, because I've always thought that we're a very American band, and I think that a lot gets lost in the translation and the nuances. I think that people that are going to get the most out of us will be people who are from where we're from.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Does Someday live as you were making it, working on it? And Jason, I know you wrote the songs over a period of time, but was there a shadow of the Software Slump? Because the album did really garner an audience, and I'm curious if it feels, you know, it's funny, it was the Software Slump. I'm wondering if Someday feels like a kind of a sophomore album in some ways because of its success.
I made sure that I was just very far away from anything and everything that had to do with the circus and the promotion that surrounded the last album.
Mm-hmm.
I just exercised whatever procedures I could to make sure that I was kind of coming at it with, you know, a clean slate, if you will. So, I mean, in a way, it's, you know, the album Someday was actually affected by everything that's ever been done.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, you know, songwriting and ideas and sentiment and everything. But I don't think it was directly affected by by the last album, I think that I made sure that I had separated myself from... I actually kind of deliberately tried to forget everything that happened before. Like I said, I was just... I think I did a pretty good job at cleaning the slate and starting from scratch.